Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $100 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim, he's Dustin. Dustin, just last week was National Signing Day. Still in the news, we've been talking about it in the show. We will continue to be talking about it this week, of course. But I wanted to get some of your thoughts, just in general, about this class. First of all, for Penn State, I got to think after the last couple seasons that James Franklin had, 4-5, 7-5, and not great years on the recruiting trail either. This was huge for him to have a good class this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. And I think, they need that influx of young, exciting talent as much as, next season as they have at maybe any other juncture other than when James Franklin first got here. So I think this class is the right group of kids at the right time. I really believe that. I think you've got star power up top. You've got your future quarterback, you hope, in Drew Aller, who's now a five-star. You've got a running back who can kind of help to solve your running issues in one swoop, you bring in a second running back to give you kind of that thunder and lightning duo. But I think, the thing that really stands out to me is that, they're running really, really deep with athletic, polished, exciting football players who aren't really projects. I mean, obviously you've got some development and some work to do, but as much as anything, having 23 signatures, which is what they have so far, Tyrese Mills says he's going to sign in February. But you have 23 shots at getting a player and getting a guy who can contribute. And not all of them work out. I mean, the math is just like with recruiting and the draft. I mean, you're not going to be right 100% of the time. But in this class, I think they've got a lot. They've got high probability to connect a bunch in this class. And I think in that respect, it reminds me a little bit of 2018, where even the guys who were a little bit further down, Pat Freiermuth was certainly regarded as one of the better tight ends in the country, but he wasn't viewed as a can't-miss guy coming out of New England. Jahan Dotson in the 2018 class wasn't viewed as can't-miss, but he was in that sort of like top 200 range. So they've got some of these four-stars who kind of remind me of just that type of profile who, yeah, they're not really turning heads right now, but you've got, 8 or 10 of those types of players, and I think that's part of it is exciting. They've got some really dynamic athletes.
But this can't be it for the team. By that, I mean the other part of building your squad these days is the portal. And Dustin, based on what I hear from coaches throughout the country, I think it's written into their contracts that they've got to complain about the transfer portal because they all do it. They all complain, but I think it's the smart ones who realize this is reality. And you have to use it and use it well. So if you're James Franklin, you've got to look at this as, the second opportunity after high school recruiting to fill those holes and even take opportunities to fill immediate holes, not things that are 2 or 3 years down the road.
Yeah, and this is the interesting thing. I mean, I think this process is going to endure a lot of growing pains, especially as it pertains to name, image, likeness, and endorsement deals, and donors of your school who are willing and able to financially kind of incentivize things, you know, that's where it's kind of open to, it's like a wild, wild west situation right now, where it will hopefully get a little bit more refined and there will be more of a rhythm to all of it. But, you know, just when the transfer portal went nuts last season, now you open the gateway for players to be able to get money places and all that comes with that. And now it really has made things nuts. And I think James Franklin, his complaint was, you know, here you are trying to get to the finish line with your recruiting and trying to get through the early signing period and trying to prepare for bowl games and trying to get out there and visit kids and recruit while it's not a dead period. And now you come back and it's like guys who went into the portal knew exactly where they were going whenever they said they were going into the portal. So, you know, there's frustration that before they even got a chance to look at a player and to deem if that player is a fit or not, they're already off the board. So I think all you can really hope for as a coach, you know, you're going to lose guys to the portal at a pretty elevated clip. All you can do, you know, as a coach is hope that, let's say you lose 10 players who were a little bit further down the depth chart, is try to get as many pieces back who can maybe be a little higher on the depth chart to swap out the 10 you know you're going to lose with as many good players as you possibly can get. And I think like the portal really heated up right away. I still think there's going to be a lot of movement and activity and guys that James Franklin is familiar with through the recruiting process, or guys just like Arnold Ebiketie who have something to prove and you can offer them that opportunity. I have no doubts that these guys are going to recruit the portal well. It's just like, I mean, how many players are you looking for? You know, that's still, those conversations are still ongoing. Like they don't even have any idea what they're looking for yet.
Well, the thing is, and I hope, and I'm talking to our listeners now, I hope you caught our obligatory Keystone crossover show with Chris Buchanani that we do just a podcast version once a week. And last week he brought up the idea that, you know, the transfer portal may become almost as important, if not as important as recruiting, and that the teams that will excel at it are the ones who will take it seriously and devote same kind of resources they do to analyzing high school recruiting, which is have staff, have people reach out. You know, you can't reach out to the player, but you could reach out to high school coaches. Hey, by the way, we talked to your kid John Smith before he decided to go to that other school. How's he doing there? You know, if he ever decided to move on, would welcome them with open arms. You know, you have to be proactive with this, was his theory, as opposed to where you're hearing some things nationally. And our good buddy, Dabo Swinney, and by the way, we have not heard your Dabo Swinney impression in years, Dustin. I think now would be a time to break it out, because Dabo just seems to, you know, not want to accept that the transfer portal is just part of the game now.
It's not about education. It's about, they're tampering. I haven't done it. That's a little bit more twangy than I was hoping for. That's not the doofy Dabo that I have known before. I haven't done it since we last did it on here. So let me circle back around to the impression next week. I got to practice in front of a mirror like a true crazy person before I do it. But, you know, he, of course, would be the first in line. He would be the one who's talking about the innocence of the children and all that stuff. Like, obviously the stuff has been going on for a long time. Now you're taking it to the mainstream and now you're competing, you know, you're competing with deals that guys are getting someplace else. And, you know, it's going to level the playing field in some respects, and it's going to hurt the coaches who have had a stranglehold on certain things for a while. So of course he would be, kind of up in arms about it. And I get it. You know, like it is going to be, it changes the process completely. It does open the gateway for, you know, guys to flip and to go to smaller schools where they can get more cash here or more of that there. I mean, it's going to change things completely. But again, I mean, moaning about the changes isn't really going to help you overcome them. You know, I think it's coaches, and James Franklin has been really good about this for a long time. It's knowing what the rules are, where the loopholes are, and how to completely get flush against those rules without breaking them. And that's, you know, that's what they're looking for. And I think that's probably one of the things, like structurally with Penn State, he wanted some reassurances and said, hey, you know, this is only going to be more important. We need to have a real plan and we need to have a real strategy for how to compete on that that NIL front and how we can kind of help level that playing field. If you're not working towards those things, then you're losing ground. And, you know, Clemson, it'll be really interesting to see if they're able to kind of resume where they were before this past season, because they don't have the clear answer at quarterback. All the stability within that program is gone. And now Dabo's crying in a corner instead of getting out there and trying to level that playing field.
I think what bothers me about any of these coaches with their complaints, my favorite quote from Sweeney was, so many adults are manipulating these young people. He liked it better when he had a monopoly on manipulating the kids, okay? But the hypocrisy is every coach is able to bail out, go for more money, and he's complaining about players getting money and bailing out. The same thing coaches are doing. So I it's so hypocritical, I just tune that off. And the fact is, a lot of this stuff, it's going to be who are the schools that are going to learn to live with it and adapt to it, like you said. And the one thing that I really upset me was when Travis Hunter, in one service, was considered the best player in the country. He was committed to Florida State. And he flipped from Florida State to Deion Sanders coached Jackson State. And a lot of people were up in arms with, my question is, why does Florida State deserve the number one player in the country more than Jackson State does? How come?
They're just as good a team at this point in time. And I think, you know, this is one, and I did hear that there was some kind of NIL. There was some kind of, you know, money element to this, and there's going to be, you know, a lot of times, and this is the norm. And to Dabo's complaint is, you know, there, it's valid in some respects, because now you're going to have rights for players. They're not going to be under anybody's thumb anymore, and that you're just going to have to get used to that. But, you know, I think with Travis Hunter, it was also about, you know, what Deion Sanders is doing at Jackson State. It is about HBCUs, and it's about having some pride there and trying to build something special in that environment. And, you know, don't snap at the kid. He made his decision. In this day and age, it doesn't matter where you play. If you're legit, people are going to find you. So go do something special. You know, you get one chance at this. I mean, I guess that's not true. You get six chances if you really want to transfer a bunch of times. But the point remains, like, this is your life, your career. If you feel like that's where it's going to fit you the best, and you feel like that money was worth it in some situation, go pursue it, and you're going to have to live with it either way.
Well, the fact is, Clemson and Alabama's, they were always getting the kids because they had more money for facilities and everything else. So what's wrong with a kid picking his school because he gets the money? I have zero problem with that, Dustin. And good luck to Deion Sanders and Jackson State. I'd love to see more of that going on. All right, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point's scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.